In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, the 24th day of the blessed month of Hathor, may God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, I, my brethren, Amen. On this day, we commemorate the 24 incorporeal priests of the truth, who are sitting around his throne. Saint John the Revealer had seen them in this revelation, saying, around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the throne I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sing a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. They are luminous priests from the spiritual heavenly orders that surround God, interceding on behalf of the human race. They offer to him the prayers of the saints as incense before God, and each has a harp, and they sing a new song to God. The Father of the Church arranges this feast to commemorate them. Their intercession be with us all, Amen. On this day also of the year 59 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Saint Narcisse was martyred. He was the Bishop of Seleucia in Mesopotamia, on the west bank of the Tigris River during the reign of Sepur II, king of Persia, and along with him also Saint Thecla, and about 20 others were martyrs. The blessing of their praise be with us all, Amen. Also on this day of the year 163 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Saint Proclus, Patriarch of Constantinople, departed. This saint was born in Constantinople around the year 390 AD. He was brought up in a life of piety, and because of his knowledge and intellect, the people loved him, so he was ordained as a priest. Father Sisninius, the first patriarch of Constantinople, consecrated him a bishop. He served the people with humility and devotion. When Saint Sisninius departed, Emperor Theodosius intervened to appoint Nestorius as his successor, a patriarch of Constantinople. Saint Proclus attended the Ecumenical Council of Ephesus in the year 431 AD, which excommunicated Nestor. Maximian was appointed Patriarch for Constantinople to succeed Nestorius, but he did not last long for his departed in the year 434 AD. They unanimously agreed to choose Proclus Patriarch for Constantinople. He received many congratulatory epistles from Pope Cyril I, Peril of Faith, and the other patriarchs. He received his pastoral duties right after the disturbances caused by the excommunication of Nestor. So he dealt with the situation with wisdom, humility, and meekness, and his effort was fruitful. This saint guarded the Orthodox faith and sent pastoral epistles to his people, explaining for them or into them the correct facts of the Orthodox faith. He encouraged them to adhere to the writing of Saint Bede the Great and Saint Gregory the Theologian. He also praised the epistles of Saint Cyril the First, Pope of Alexandria, and said about them, they are a complete document of the faith of the universal church. He also said about him personally that he is a godly man, well versed in the church order and strictly follow the church canons. This saint also relocated the relics of Saint John Chrysostom from his exile in Comana to the Church of Apostles in Constantinople. During his time, violent earthquakes took place, affected some of the countries surrounding him. With fatherly love, he offered to the people all the help and support that he could give them. He went by himself to all their places, walking among the afflicted to share in their pain. He added to his asceticism, fasting, and prayers, entreating God to lift up his wrath from them. After he finished his good and over, departed in peace, the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Proclos, peace, patere.